Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:30 British Summer Time. This has been quite a busy day in the markets. Of course, we've had that rise yesterday. Things were very quiet in the morning in Europe, and most of the indices over here just really stayed very flat indeed until about 2:30. I've posted a chart up there of the S&P future, which absolutely took a nosedive at 2:30, which was when the markets opened. But there have been quite a few other changes. I'm looking at oil at the moment, and that had a key day reversal yesterday, and it is absolutely storming ahead today. It opened at $37.05, and well, at the moment it's at 38.83, so there's a very good chance it could end up almost $2 up on the day. Sorry, dropped my microphone. So that's quite a significant move. Now, I know that David took out a position yesterday in natural gas, and I'll give you the prices on that just in case anybody followed it. And that is slightly up on the day. It's up about 11 cents at the moment at $6.27. So that looks like quite a nice trade, but there's actually been quite a range on the day. That has actually been as low as 6.04. So it's trading quite volatile today. As for some of the other sort of key things to look at, the long bond is really looking well. I've sort of been looking at that one to sort of come back in and short it, having been sort of got out of that key day reversal down there at the bottom. And it at the moment is it's up on the day, but it's trading up, but it's down on the day. Sorry, it's starting to approach or tentatively approach the bottom of that trading range, which was back in April. Now that's, I mean, I suppose the view in house here is that that is very much in a topping out phase. And if that goes, very much higher, we'd be looking out. Well, I'll certainly be looking in personal capacity to go back in and short that one. The euro hasn't moved, or the currencies really haven't moved very much at all today. The euro dollar is down 0.003 of a cent. The yen is down 0.6 of 1 yen. So really, there's absolutely nothing to report there. It's very calm trading. Palladium, I think what I'll do is I'll just run through some of the sort of the major markets. Palladium is up a half a cent at 2.15. The Nasdaq future is down 30, as indeed is the S&P future, which is really looking quite weak today. That is currently at 11.26, and you're really looking, very weak today. But again, it's not really taking out that sort of sideways trading range which we've seen for the last month, really. If that were to sort of, trade down again tomorrow, that might be more of a signal for us. But at the moment, it's off its lows, and it hasn't really sort of taken out any of the lows in that trading range for the last month. So, it's a bit panicky today, but there's no real need for for complete, sort of panic, among, investors at the moment, because it's not really doing anything. That's just a very volatile day. If you look, say, back at the beginning of June, that was an equally large upside day, which didn't really do anything on the upside, and this might just be doing the same thing on the downside. So, I'd be really looking at something a lot more pivotal than the movement today to really give us any sort of signal. And it's very much the same story with the Dow Jones. The FTSE is down nearly 40 points at 44.24. Silver is currently trading at $5.95. It's up, well, it's up 15 cents. So I'm sure David will be quite happy to hear something like that. But again, that isn't really broken out of any sort of its range. It's just pulling the chart up. It's still very much at the bottom of that sort of trading range, and the top of that range is about the sort of 625 level. So, it's nicely up on the day, but it's not really anything to write home about. Now, one of the others to look at here is just one sec is copper. That is sort of beginning to sort of form, it's sort of trending up, but it's trending up to the upper side of its trading range. So I suppose the main message at the moment is, that it's hard to make money, and at the moment I don't have any positions at all. I had been thinking about sort of going in and shorting the S&Ps this morning, but when Europe is so quiet, I just didn't have the nous to go in and do it, because I was really thinking that if it was going to be a story of sell the rumor, buy the news, that the markets could have actually rallied today. Well, I guess I haven't taken a position, I haven't lost any money, I certainly haven't made any money. But I think that's that just about covers what's been sort of happening in the markets today. If there are any questions anybody would have, just send me an email or post something in the forum, and I'll try my best to find anything over tomorrow. And if there's something you want in particular, I'll try my best to put it up on the site for you. If there's any particular charts you'd like, or any point and figure charts, just let me know, and I'll find them and I'll stick them on the site for you. But have a very good evening, and thank you very much for listening.